catch you on the rebound. Nobody want to hear about mental health, but that's okay. Lost in the lifestyle, where's the exit out the maze? But don't act like I ain't say nothing. Till you face what's in the mirror, what's leaving is always coming, so really, what's the point of running? Get that up off your chest, it hurts dealing with stress. Make your next move the best, and then go and deal with the rest. If you think you're starting to lose people or things, think for a second about trees that shed leaves. They go bare in the winter just to bloom in the spring. Gotta remember to cry is fundamental to grieve. But nobody want to hear about mental health. That's okay. Catch you on the rebound. It's been a little hiatus, it has. The last time we spoke or checked in, I was in a different country. So let me tell y'all how Malaysia ended. And then I'm going to tell y'all how I felt about the ending. So, I can give y'all the whole spiel. Got to Malaysia. I found out quickly that Malaysia has two main teams that are well-run, fully functional sports organizations. Full-time players on payroll, staff, trainer, you name it. The other four teams are literally makeshift teams, and they borrow players from the other team. We had three players from one of the teams. I won't mention any names. The year before, we were the last place team. I believe we won one game. So the expectations when we got there, extremely low. I was told to play with no pressure, which almost never happens in any sport. In any sport. But I took it for what it was. We made it to the playoffs. We made the playoffs. Unexpected. We got until the last game before the finals and we end up losing. I came away with MVP, top scorer in the league. Shout out to my teammates. Shout out to the organization. Shout out to Edmund, strength coach, for just being there anytime I wanted to lift, being there to tell me, Jordan, today you don't need to lift, you just need to do functional exercises. Shout out to E-May, just having a super positive attitude throughout the whole year. The players, Cam, the other local players, we were a makeshift team. A lot of the players on the team had jobs. A lot of the players were in school. Some of the players didn't practice with us during the week and just would come on game day. A lot of the players weren't on payroll. I'm not sure exactly how they were being paid or compensated, but it wasn't a contractual agreement as it should have been. So, makeshift team. We had bunch of ugly, embarrassing losses, and there was a certain point I remember where we thought we were out, we thought we wouldn't make the playoffs, and it was like a dark cloud was over the whole organization. Everybody was kind of down, and I lived for those moments. Live for those moments because you can have automated motivation in the world, but those moments come down to just discipline. Those moments come down to discipline and having faith in your discipline, not motivation to try to make the playoffs, not motivation for money or status or whatever you want to say. Those moments came down to discipline and were able to make it, and it was hard, and I remember how much my body was hurting, and the whole of it, you know. It's hard with a team to change the morale. Definitely once it's low, definitely once people start going in different directions, you can feel it, you can see it. And to rally them back up is not, it's damn near impossible. But as one of the older players on the team, as somebody who values the mind and the capabilities of the mind, the manifestation, yeah, and I knew that we could. I knew what I was capable of. And when I speak about discipline, there was days where I remember I got in the hyperbaric chamber for the first time because I just felt exhausted. And I'm always willing to try whatever to go to the furthest extreme to prove my discipline and just to sacrifice for my sport. I mean, this is our, we're in the body business. So a lot of it comes down to the mind, but I mean, you do have to hold up. Your body has to hold up. So I remember, you know, I had been taking cold showers a lot of time when I didn't want to. I had been, I went and I got in a cryo sauna. I really didn't want to. It was really painful. There was many days during the season where I went and I got up and went to the weight room when I know I didn't want to. Like, I know there was nothing in me that wanted to do it, but I just knew that it was the right thing to do. And we were, you know, we were able to reach goals that, you know, we didn't really expect. And you saw how drastically the morale changed when we made the playoffs, how happy everybody was. It was like our fucking championship. And, you know, this is going to sound kind of negative, but it's true. So we made the playoffs. We're playing the number two team. They beat us the first game. We win the second game. And to be honest, just to be like completely transparent, like after we won the second game, we had a day in between games. And I know everybody was beat up. I know how it felt physically, how much of a toll it was. But like, we decided to not have shoot around the next day, and everybody kind of wanted to rest. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into winning and losing the game. You know, we came out, we was winning the game. We was beating them by like 12. And then something happened with the scoreboard and the game stopped for 5 minutes. And I'm gonna let you take that up with the NBL and the Mamba and the referees and the organization and the politics of basketball. But we end up losing the game. But in between, and that day after we won the first game, we celebrated and everybody was happy, you know, because we felt like we had a chance. But in the moments, like, there's motivation in the victory, but the discipline to say, all right, I know we tired. I know we just won. I know we had low expectations. I know we in the playoffs. I know we come this far. The discipline to say, all right, we got to have shoot around tomorrow. It needed to happen. And to be honest, like, I was one of the oldest on the team. And, like, we had a coach who gave us a lot of autonomy. But, I mean, if we really wanted to do it, if we really wanted to make the finals, if we really wanted to win, we needed to have that shoot around. And as a captain, as a leader, it's like a hard lesson that I got to take with me because, you know, with your team, sometimes you have to go against how they feel. You know, I knew everybody was tired, banged up. I knew that they didn't want to have shoot around, but damn, I felt like if we had it, then we would have won. You know, and I knew everybody probably would have been a little upset or tired, just kind of had whatever type of attitudes coming in the shoot around. I know in my head that it would have made all the difference. But I don't know how that would relate to you or whatever is going on in your life. But from an athlete to anybody working in corporate, to a teacher, to a coach, to anybody, a parent, whatever you're doing in your life, discipline always going to be motivation. I don't care who you are, where you are in life. Discipline always going to be motivation. And yeah, that's a hard bit of truth I had to live with. Of course, I was, you know, extremely overwhelmed. Getting MVP first time ever in my career, top scorer first time ever in my career. Haven't gone into this like with no expectations. Haven't gone into it just wanting to continue to work on my game and be a better player. And nothing other than that. No expectations of the team. No expectations of anything other than that. So that was my discipline. And the last thing I leave y'all with as I close is, as you start to become more disciplined, you're going to learn and you're going to have to meet people where they are. It's going to be a large majority of people who are more motivated than disciplined. And don't try to change them. Don't try to change them. Be who you are. Let them be who they are. Let the outcome be whatever it is. But man, we grown. We got a little bit of time on earth. We got our families to deal with. We got our own personal traumatic issues that we're trying to grow and heal from and unlearn, and trying to, you know, spend too much time explaining things to people and situations is becomes a waste of time. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to not feel a way about it. But you know, I'm at the point in my life where I ain't really trying to explain myself to nobody. I ain't trying to explain nothing. That's your choice. That's what you want to do. Hey, more power to you. That's what I'm going to do. And this is what it's going to be. Nobody want to hear about mental health, but that's okay. Catch you on the rebound. I'm back in Taiwan, man. I have to let y'all know that. First game tomorrow. 3 games over the weekend. SBL. If you go to YouTube, you search B Heroes. Just like that. You should be able to find the game. It's at 5 o'clock p.m. Taipei, Taiwan time. I don't know what time that is. Wherever you are, but you have an Apple iPhone, you can go to the clock, type in Taipei, Taiwan, and figure that shit out. Now, if you go to YouTube and you type in B Heroes, everything is in Chinese. But what you can do is take a screenshot of it, go to Google Translate, and go Chinese to English. I'm sure it will translate for you. We are the Yulon, Yulon, Y-U-L-O-N, Luxgen, L-L, oh shit, oh shit, hold on, maybe there's something in here, L-U-X-G-E-N, you should be able to find it. Yeah, that's all I got to say, man. I've been journaling a lot, and the last thing that I wrote was, if you live for the applause, you will die by the booze. I got that from a Club Shay Shay interview with Usher. And Usher said he learned that from T.I. So take that, nibble on it, do whatever you need to do. How's your mental health? Let's talk about it. Catch you on the rebound. We out.